Six sacks. Carson said he was holding onto the ball too long. The O-line kind of took the blame for it. How did you see it shaping up when you looked at the film?
You know, we talk about pass protection as an offensive unit. It involves all of us, quarterback, offensive line, tight ends, backs. And so when you go to a game and you have six sacks, we're not internally, we're not looking to point the finger. We're looking at each one of us as coaches. Did we help them enough? Did we put them in the right protection scheme? Each player is looking his own deal. So although that gets evaluated on an individual basis in the position rooms, I can tell you usually when you have a game where you have six sacks, it's not one guy. It's not just the offensive line. It's not just – it's spread out. You go into that environment, obviously, tougher environment. But
Brandon, you had a lot of trouble running the running back screens, which is just one specific play. Why aren't they working, and why aren't teams able to blow them up?
You know, we hit the one screen for 15 or so yards to Sproles. We had the interception, which was a bad play, you know, which ended up a bad negative result. If you run a number of screens in the year, usually you're going to end up with one on the year, one fluke interception like we ended up. I mean, if you run enough screens in 16 games, that's probably going to happen to you. We had three or four other screens called. Two of them were potentially big plays that we just their defender made a great play. We had it set up to perfection. It's going to be a huge play. There's one guy defender, and he slipped a block and got in the way of what would have been a big play. And then the other one, we just missed it. It was set up nice. But
is that the one related to Smaller that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Set up well.
In regards to the offensive line, I know you say like it's a team unit. There's other factors like holding the ball and giving help and whatever, but Isaac did have a number of one-on-one blocking opportunities that he just got flat beat, at least three or four. So are there any concerns about him going forward, and has there been any consideration toward maybe starting somebody else against the Giants this week?
You know, I think the way we look at it is one thing every player knows and every coach knows. You line up in that environment against really good players on the other side of the ball, and you're going to get beat every now and then. And, you know, at every position, and not just at guard or at tackle or at center or corner, you know, receiver getting beat up by a corner, it happens. So when we look at stuff like that, when we see, you know, when you see an individual get beat once or twice in a game, you don't like it, but it happens to literally everybody who suits up and goes out there and play. You know, now if that happens over five, six, seven games, then it becomes a problem and you evaluate it. When it happens in one game, you say, okay, we take note of it, but we got a lot of confidence. I mean, we've been working hard. We believe in our guys. So whether it's Isaac or whether it's another guy, it happens in this league. We fight to get better, and then you evaluate over the long haul.
Is this a year-round call 13 times?
Were there a number of plays that Carson might have checked out of run calls, or was that just the way the game played out?
You know, I think it was just the way the game played out. I know that's sometimes said, but, you know, we came out. We schemed some things up. I'll be honest with you. We schemed some things up in the past game and hit a few things early on a few chunk plays that we felt good about. Try to keep the mix. Of course, then you get late in that game, and I know the ratio was probably a little bit more pass than you ideally want. And, you know, but then you're down 14 points, and so we throw, what, 10, 15 passes straight at the end of the game because we're down by two scores, and you have to throw because we're trying to win. So even if it was a little bit out of proportion at that point, it ends up looking worse. And my experience is when you look around the league, it pretty much happens every week to one team or two teams are going to find themselves in the same kind of situation.
43-13 before they went up 14 points. So, I mean, just throw out those last two drives, and it was still 43 out of 56 were pass plays. So, I mean, is that too much?
You know, I mean, I think, I'll assume you're right. At halftime, I remember, you know, getting the number at halftime. I think we were 18-9 or something like that at halftime when I got the number. We go out and we hit a couple of plays in the passing game. So all I can tell you is, as a play caller, you're calling what you think is going to get the team down the field and in that situation. And so that's what we were doing.
When you did run the ball, how do you think you guys did?
There were some good things in the run game. We had a few nice runs, and Darren's Darren. I mean, Darren made some plays, and offensive line did a good job at times, and so yeah, there were some good flashes.
As far as the ratio goes, though, is there something to it? Like week one, took some shots to Torrey down the field. It didn't work, but it helps other aspects because it stretches the field. Sometimes, even if the running game isn't as effective, you have to do it just, for instance, to keep Carson upright for 16 games?
I think every play caller, every coaching staff, you know, offensive coaching staff goes in and says, you know, we have to be patient with the running game. I mean, every staff, you have to be patient with the running game. But it's like I've said in here before, it's like getting – this is literally the best analogy I can come up with. It's like a boxing match. You get hit a few times, you get in the middle of a fight, and you're trying to win the fight. And so you call, you're dialing up what you think is the knockout blow or what you can, you know, the play that you think that will give you the best chance for success. And, is there a balance of you want to keep calling runs even when they don't always work? Yes, but there has an asterisk next to it. You know, the overriding factor as the play caller is you're doing what you think is best for the team to win the game.
On that screen that you mentioned with the defensive player, so you felt like Isaac couldn't have gotten him on that screen to Smallwood.
It was tough. The defensive player made a good play, to be honest with you.
I'm just wondering if you look at that.
Usually on a screen, the offensive linemen are used to kind of getting out with a little bit of width. This guy kind of ducked in behind, and you know he made a very good play, to be honest with you. And Isaac's athletic enough that sometimes he's gonna make that play when other guys have no chance of making that play. But that particular one, the defender did a really good job.
You mentioned his athleticism, though. When he has struggled, particularly in pass pro, is it a mental thing, a physical thing, or is it a technical thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's like any player. When a player gets beat, it's usually a combination of things. It's hard to boil it down to one thing. It's usually a combination. And within that combination is there's a guy lined up against me that's pretty good. He gets paid a lot of money as well. And so I think it's all those things combined.
You said that the decision was made to make Isaac the starting left guard at the beginning of camp. Why did you go in that direction as opposed to having a competition with the other guards for a starting experience?
Yeah, I think Isaac had showed a lot of progress in a lot of ways. Isaac is a versatile, smart player, who we're very high on. So he had earned the position. He had earned the right to kind of get put in that position, and we're just proceeding with that.
Frank said that he's from Carson Wentz on the deep balls, his accuracy on those so far.
You know, I think there hasn't been enough in-game situations yet to evaluate as much as you want, but I think we did a couple nice things this week, Carson. I like the fact that we hit a couple back shoulder fades. That's not necessarily the deep ball, but still kind of go routes that are back shoulders. I thought that was two really good throws by him there. As far as the deep throws down the field, I think when I look at the whole spring and the whole training camp and early on, have a lot of confidence in the way where receivers are running those routes and throwing them. We just got to keep throwing them, and then we'll hit our share of them.
Are you confident enough yet in Corey Clement's pass blocking to consider using him more?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in Corey. He's good in protection, showed that. Good aptitude for it, is at the right place, blocking the right guy, and then physically is strong enough to hold up against most of the backers that are rushing.
Frank, Doug said that he's in communication with people upstairs as it goes to the run-pass ratio in-game. Are you the person that he's in communication with, and how did those conversations go on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, the people upstairs, I talk to the people upstairs for the most part as far as that kind of thing. You know, coach, he's worried about calling the game, thinking about that, managing the defensive side of it, being over that side a little bit, listening to what's going on over there. I'm gathering information in between series and then from up top, and then I'll talk to Stout on the sideline as far as the run game, hear what he's talking to his guys about with the offensive line. Talk to Mike Rowe in the pass game. What are the receivers saying? Is there one corner that we think we can, you know, are we feeling anything down low, trying to get hands-on approach? So we literally have a pretty thorough process that we kind of go through after each series where I'm talking to the offensive line coach, I'm talking to the receiver coach, I'm talking to the guys upstairs for the stats, and then it's my responsibility to filter that information and kind of give coach what I think is necessary for the next drive.
That would include the pass-run ratio. Did you guys have that conversation at all on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, that conversation, you know, we have that conversation, you know, all the time. I mean, sometimes the conversation is a specific number. Sometimes the conversation is, hey, here's our runs for the next series. Sometimes it varies every time.
First run play of the game, you had Lane and Jason out on the left side. Where did that come from? And I know you can't do that obviously a lot, but is that something you could use again going forward?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just a little change up that you throw in there, and typically you have a couple play package off of it, but it was something that we saw that we thought we could specifically use to attack their defensive front and their scheme.
It's been third and long an awful lot those first two games. What do you make of that? It worked out well against Washington. You kept converting third and longs, but is that something you can sustain, and why is it happening?
Well, you don't want to have to sustain it for sure, but the obvious answer is, you know, just be more productive on first and second down. Avoid penalties, avoid negative plays. Looked at the Detroit game, last night against the Giants. It was crazy how they overcame. They were in third and 11 plus something like nine times. I mean, an inordinate amount, third and 11 plus last night, and they were able to overcome it. So as an offense, to win, you know, that's all that matters is to win. So you got to overcome it, but we got to find a way to stay out of third and long.
That shoulder pass that Carson's been able to throw more successfully this year versus last year, what has been the difference there? The back shoulder passes that he's thrown more of and more this
chemistry,
year.
Chemistry, feel, just keep – you got to keep throwing those. You just got to keep throwing them. You got the timing and rhythm of it, seeing the leverage of the defender, trusting the receiver, because there's always the option to still throw it over the top. It's something that you have to trust that the receiver's feeling the same thing that you're feeling, and then the accuracy of the throw.
So I think running game for Carson, how much – is that a part of your offense, and would you like to incorporate design runs in addition to the scrambles?
You know, with a quarterback like Carson, those designed runs are always in your back pocket. It's something that every team has to think about when they play us. We don't want to put him in harm's way too many times on designed quarterback runs, but they're always available to us. And then Coach DeFilippo is, you know, one of the things he always preaches to Carson is won a game. Meaning, you know, convert one third a game with your feet, you know, and says that to him all the time. And, he's got the athleticism to do that.
What does the Giants defense do well?
I think the Giants defense probably has the best or one of the better pressure packages that we face. They do a good job of disguising. They do a good job of presenting a similar presentation and have multiple looks off of it. Safeties do a very good job of disguising. They'll be all the way down one way and kick back the other way. They make a lot of things look the same. They'll give you a pressure look and bail out. So, I mean, it's nothing that you don't see every week. I just think that Spags does a particularly good job coaching his guys and having the full complement of pressures that go with the different presentations that he gives you.
With Wendell, The games he had success last year running the ball, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Seattle to an extent, he had like 12 to 14, 15 carries. People talk about the running back getting in a rhythm. Do you feel like a guy like him needs, you know, more than two or three carries to really get an evaluation of where he is?
Yeah, I mean, I think that not just for running back, for a quarterback or an offensive lineman, the more reps you get, the better. So I think that's a fair assessment that, you know, you wouldn't look at Wendell and say, well, he had however many rushes and his average was down. You know, you need to evaluate that over the long haul. And there will be some weeks, hopefully, that he'll get 12 or 14 carries. I mean, you know the way we're doing it. I mean, there's a role for all of our backs, and it's a game plan thing, and we attack it week by week, and coach sits down with the offensive staff, and we work through what is the plan to utilize our personnel at that position each week.
Okay. Thanks, Frank.